Why are you here today? I tried finding your church, but it's not in the Yellow Pages. Esther asked if I would take her to see the horses. That was always her favorite hobby. For my church, it's a virtual location. It goes where I go.
I see. Are you and your sister all right? Do you have a place to live?
He says, noting their clothes seem out of date and wrinkled more than average. I live where God sends us. He hasn't seen fit to provide a permanent dwelling. However, my small camper is all we need to be sustained, he explains, pointing to a tired, dusty trailer. Frank tears up inside as his heart melts from the sight of these contented people without complaints, despite hardships beyond what he knows. Looking at what appears to be a vintage Airstream camper hooked to a dated Jeep parked nearby, Frank ponders options.
My parents died in a plane crash a couple of years ago and left a few bucks. They were successful defense lawyers, he adds, as if apologizing for their elite status. Maybe I can help with better lodgings, he says as Esther smiles, likely not fully understanding the offer, much less the reason for this tall stranger's generosity. Is it all right if I help you?
If the Lord moves you to do that, it would be very much appreciated, Frank. What are the odds of driving by today and seeing us in this huge metropolitan area? In fact, this is the first time I've been on this particular street. I have no doubt God is working in our lives.
Destiny, I suppose, Frank murmurs as if debating the issue. It seems to follow us around.
Jeremiah says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope," Pastor Pete tells his newfound benefactor.
"Doesn't it say somewhere it's better to give than to receive?" Frank surprises himself.
"Luke wrote it in Acts," Pastor Pete replies humbly. "The Apostle Paul was addressing the elders in Ephesus, talking about working hard for a living and not taking handouts. I hope you're not thinking I'm the kind of preacher begging for help."
"Forgive me for that clumsy Bible quote. I'm not smart enough about it to know what it means beyond the obvious. Besides, I brought up helping, not you."
"No offense taken, Frank. There are far too many preachers using that and other verses to extract money from victims, or should I say parishioners?" Pete chuckles briefly. "Paul did manual work to earn his keep, tent-making, in fact."
"All right, let me look into it, and I'll get back to you soon. I don't have a phone, so how's the best way of making contact?"
A lost expression on Pastor Pete's face gives him away. It's a question he had never heard before today. "I'm not sure. We go throughout the valley doing God's work as funds permit. Nobody has ever asked to see me again."
"All right. Give me a week, and we'll meet here in this same location, since Esther likes these horses. How does that suit you?"
"Suits us fine. We'll be here. And thanks, Frank. The Lord moves in mysterious ways," the pastor ends, as the men shake hands with a discreet Ben Franklin bill passing between them.